January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Educators are training workers in key industries to recognize and report the crime, including energy workers in places like Montana. Human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to exploit people for sex or labor. The industry makes big illicit profits globally, second only to the drug trade, according to Lindsay Mattson, director of industry engagement with an education group called TAT. Formerly Truckers Against Trafficking, TAT now trains groups across the transportation sector that are likely to intersect with traffickers, including energy workers and people working at truck stops and dealerships.
We can mobilize millions of people to move from passive bystanders to active disruptors. And that is really our goal, is to train as many people as possible throughout all transportation industries to truly have an impact on fighting this crime.
Governor Greg Gianforte and Attorney General Austin Knutson have prioritized addressing human trafficking in Montana. A 2023 law increased penalties for both traffickers and patrons. The state's Department of Justice worked nearly 130 cases related to trafficking in 2024. Mattson says energy workers are vital eyes and ears on the ground, because they may use the same gas stations and hotels as traffickers, and the workers themselves are targeted because they're often stationed in one place.
They look for concentrations of men housed away from home with purchasing power. For the energy industry, something like a work camp or a project location.
TAT has trained nearly 2 million professionals to identify and report the crime, including 50,000 energy workers in 43 companies. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.